Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ephesians 4:27.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. I spent my childhood in a small town where no one locked their doors day or night. Everyone trusted everyone. But then the town started to grow when outsiders came seeking work in a new meatpacking plant. Before long, we heard reports of break-ins happening now and again. Trust broke, fear rose, and people locked their doors to ensure both privacy and safety. We didn't want the bad guys to gain entry, so we put protective measures in place. In today's verse, the Apostle Paul warned the believers at Ephesus not to give entry to the ultimate bad guy. Neither give place to the devil, he said. In the original Greek, the word place indicated a specific identifiable location, like a closet in a bedroom or a village in the countryside. In this context, however, it doesn't refer so much to a physical location as it does to a place that offers a point of entry. Let me explain. Paul mentions several such places in his teaching immediately preceding and following verse 27. The English Standard Version puts it like this: Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. When we engage in sins such as lying or stealing, when we talk with a foul mouth or let anger issues go unresolved, we provide the devil with identifiable points of entry into our lives. We give him a place. We issue him an invitation to walk right in and cause all kinds of havoc. If we leave the door open, he'll come in and make himself at home. The devil is no gentleman. In the original language, the word for devil is diabolus. It's where we get our English word diabolical. Diabolus is a compound word, its two parts being dia and balo. Dia means through. It infers the complete punching or piercing through of an object. Balos means to hurl, to throw, or to inject. When dia and balos are put together, the new word denotes that the devil repeatedly strikes to find his way into our lives. It tells us that he tries and tries again, if not successful the first or second time. He comes at us from different angles, always on the lookout for a crack in the door, for that little opening that allows him to sneak in and begin his destructive work in our hearts. The sins Paul listed in Ephesians 4, 25 to 30 in the verses I read just a minute ago, there are only a few examples of places where we give the devil a foothold. Others would include money matters, fearful thoughts, lust, unforgiveness, jealousy, shame, and pride. Allowing sin of any sort to remain in our hearts is akin to leaving the door open for the enemy to enter, and he will. Our best defense against the devil is to lock the door. We do so by keeping our relationship with Jesus strong, fashioning our lives after his, and relying on the Holy Spirit's strength is vital. Referring again to the context surrounding today's verse, Paul gave us specific examples about how to lock the door. He said to speak the truth rather than lies, resolve our anger issues quickly, and work honestly with our hands so we can share with those in need rather than using our hands to steal. We lock the door by speaking life-giving words rather than speaking with a foul mouth, and by not grieving the Holy Spirit. So let's be wise and let's be aware of the devil's tactics. He wants to destroy us, so he skulks around, always on the lookout for that place to gain entry. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. If we've already allowed him entry, then let's determine right now to kick him out. Let's confess the sin that opened the door in the first place, and let's make necessary and permanent changes so we can lock it again. Knowing that the devil's out there, lingering in the shadows, waiting and watching for the slightest crack in the door, let's be diligent to keep it locked. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for Paul's teaching about not giving the devil a place to gain entry into our lives. Keep us aware of his intent to do us harm, and help us be alert to the doors we open through wrong thinking and sinful behaviors. Help us do our part, and we trust you to stand guard on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.